Coach Carlton, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. So this is the final home game for you tonight. What's it mean to play the final game at the United Center?
Well, we want to have a good performance. Definitely, it's our last chance to play in front of our fans, and they've been great all year. And obviously it wasn't great in the beginning, and we played better lately. But it's always feel the support, so we want to pay them back.
Yeah, the Jeremy Carlton Show is sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Jeremy, there has been a lot said since it came down that you guys were disqualified from kicked out of the playoffs here, but the
kicked out of the playoffs.
That's how I feel about it.
Right,
eliminated might be the right word.
They went, took it right to the line, though. Justin.
I know, right? but there has been a lot about giving the fans a show. How do you motivate the players to do just that?
Well, it comes from within. I mean, I can talk all I want, but ultimately they have the drive to play hard, and I think they've shown that. Obviously, we'd much rather be playing with a chance to get in, but we want to continue to have a good feeling, and I think we're building something here, and these last couple of games, even if they don't necessarily mean anything to make the playoffs, it's still worthwhile to have a good performance and keep that feeling going.
We were talking with Alex DeBrake the other day, and I asked him about playing this year, whereas last year, I think the Blackhawks finished 19 points out of a playoff spot. Right up till the end, this year, you're in contention. And the difference, he said, was really, really distinct, really noticeable, the fact that you were playing all these games. That's something you've been telling us every week, I think, for a while now, that playing meaningful games at this point of the season, even if ultimately you came up a few points short, meant a lot to the development of this team.
Yeah, it's very important, no question. That's how you get better, is playing in big games and feeling the pressure. And obviously we have guys who, they've been through the wars and they've been through the cups, and maybe this is old news, but for our team and the development as we go forward, it was big to be in the race, and also to continue the progress we've made. I think if you're playing a month worth of games that don't mean anything, then it's difficult to get the guys going. It's difficult for them to motivate themselves, so that's been huge, to just be in the race as long as we have. And while we're not happy with the end result, I think it'll help us next year.
You also have a chance to have a say in who finishes at the top in your division. I know that's not your top priority necessarily. It's to win games, but you do have a chance here the last couple of games. Dallas is holding on to a one-point lead over Colorado for that first wild card. And Nashville, you play them tomorrow night. At the moment, after last night's games, they're 1 point ahead of Winnipeg and St. Louis. It's kind of cool, isn't it, to have a say in who comes out on top among your division, knowing how heated all these rivalries are?
Right, and that, so the games are big for them, and so that's just a little bit extra that we know they're going to play hard, and we know it's going to be a challenge, and that's what you want. If both teams come in and it really means nothing at all, then I think it's a little bit more a little more difficult, but we'll take the extra little spice for the matchup for sure.
Jeremy, I'm guilty of one of those people that in the, February, I was on the Lose for Hughes campaign. And I know, as a coach, but I want the Jack Hughes family in Chicago. But then I've learned, and Dave Bennett was one of the people that told me that's not what you want to have happen in building this team and getting the system down. This is going to be your first offseason as a head coach in the NHL. Are you getting advisement on how to stay in touch with your team or keep that stuff you've built and those systems intact for the whole offseason?
Yeah, well, we'll have contact with these guys, and we'll have meetings here at the end to have some communication and both ways as far as what the plan is to be a great team next year. And, I'm looking forward to having some time, which we haven't had, to just think about things and make a plan and how we're going to play. And obviously, we're going to do everything we can to improve the roster, and that's exciting because we feel like we got some building blocks here and we've made some progress and we like the direction we're going, and yet we're not satisfied.
Do you have a horse in the race if you want to bring it or Kane to end with more goals?
Depends who I'm talking to. Whoever I'm talking to, that's who I want to win. the race.
Well, that's an interesting point, too, because it was a disappointing season that you didn't make the playoffs, but the individual performances of someone like Patrick Kane or Alex DeBrincat or Jonathan Toews, these were really standout seasons for these individuals. That has to be worth something for you as a coach to see that your stars rose to the occasion.
Yeah, there's a lot to build on, and there's no reason why they can't come back and be even better. I think our team game, if our team game improves, then the individuals will have even more success, and that's kind of the pitch for these guys. And the fact that they have produced as you know they have this year, I think that helps also to reinforce that what we're trying to do is going to help them. And we'll continue that.
Well, Coach, we enjoyed talking to you this season. The Blackhawks, of course, a very proud partner with WGN Radio, and we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us each and every week. Coach Jeremy Culleton, the Chicago Blackhawks, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. You guys enjoy the day.